Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome to the Coffee Break French Show.
Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je suis Max.
Comment vas-tu, Max?
Très, très bien. Et toi?
Super bien. Trop content d'être ici dans le studio avec toi pour un nouveau projet. This is a brand new project for Coffee Break French. And we are creating this new podcast for you in weekly episodes to help you move forward and increase your knowledge of French one coffee break at a time.
Excellent. And if you're watching the video on YouTube, please make sure to subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe wherever you get your podcast from.
Tout à fait. Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on fait aujourd'hui, Max? What are we learning today?
Aujourd'hui, on parle de prononciation.
Pronunciation. In fact, we're looking at the difference or how to pronounce the OU and the U sound.
Exactement.
On y va?
Allez, c'est parti.
Okay, so to make these different sounds, we're going to do some things with our mouths and we're going to be practicing this, how to create the sound, and then, in a sense, testing our viewers and listeners on which version of the sound it is.
Exactement, Marc. And those two sounds are pretty tricky, especially for English speakers, because the sound U doesn't exist at all in the language.
Mm-hmm. So how will we start with the O sound, first of all? And this would be written as O-U.
Yes, exactly. Plus potentially any silent letter after, of course.
Mm-hmm. Silent letters. You love silent letters in French, don't
we
you?
We have a few.
So let's hear how this sounds.
So, ou.
Ou.
Ou. Exactement, c'est parfait.
Okay, so let's do this all together.
Ou.
Ou. Okay, what kind of words might we hear that sound in?
For example, nous, mm-hmm, or vous.
So, we or you, nous, vous.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And it's quite far forward in your mouth, isn't it? Ou.
Exactly. So the tongue is going back a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not touching the teeth. And the lips are forward with a round mouth.
Exactly. So ou.
Ou.
So if you're watching this video, obviously you'll see ou making this sound. If you're listening, you can imagine how we're doing this. But as Max said, your lips come forward, ou, and your tongue goes back a little in your mouth.
Exactement. And a round mouth.
A round mouth. Okay. But that's a bit different from the other sound that is often confused with this sound.
The sound ou?
The sound
ou. Yeah. Exactement.
So let's listen again to the sound.
Ou.
Ou. Okay. And the way I like to think about this sound is it is a little bit like an E, but then you bring your lips forward.
E. You can make the transition. Yeah.
E. E. But the sound itself is not a transitioning sound. It's a pure sound. It's E.
Exactement. So yeah, it's slightly different between U and U. So we still have a round mouth, exactly the same. U, U.
Mm-hmm.
But the lips are not as much forward for U. They're a bit back.
A bit further back.
Yeah.
U.
And the main difference is that for the sound U, the tongue has to touch the bottom teeth.
U.
U.
Okay. U. So think about where you're putting your tongue in your mouth when you're saying this sound. U.
U.
And what words would we hear this sound in?
Tu.
Tu. Okay.
Very common word.
So the informal U, tu.
A ton of past participle. Mm-hmm. J'ai lu, j'ai bu, j'ai vu.
J'ai lu, I read, j'ai vu,
yeah.
I saw, and
j'ai bu,
I drank or I have drunk, and so on.
Ouais, and many, many words.
Très bien, très bien. Okay, so if the U sound is typically written O-U, then this U sound normally is written as just a U.
Just a U, exactly.
But there's one exception. One
there is always one exception.
Tell us about that exception.
So it's the past participle of avoir mm-hmm. that we use for compound tenses, and it's U, but it is spelled E-U.
Yeah. For years, I pronounced this wrongly. I used to say j'ai eu, but no, it's j'ai eu. I have had. J'ai eu.
J'ai eu. So E-U is pronounced E, mm-hmm. except for the past participle of avoir, which is U.
Très bien. But we'll look at E in another video. That's another yes. another episode.
A fascinating one.
You can look forward to that. Okay, I think what we should do now is do a little practice of this. So you're going to say some words and then we can repeat them after you. And I'm going to leave a space for our listeners and viewers.
Okay, très bien. Alors, je commence. Let's start with nourriture.
Oh, both are in there. Okay, so this is the word for food. Let's hear it again.
Nourriture.
Nourriture. So it starts with an OU and then has an U at the end. Nourriture.
Parfait.
Okay.
Now if I tell you, tout va bien.
Right. This is interesting. Let's hear it again.
Tout va bien.
So listening to this, we might be wondering, is that an OU or an U sound? It's clearly, to me, an OU sound, and therefore you're saying tout va bien, meaning everything is going well.
Exactement. Tout va bien.
But
I could also, instead of a OU, have a U, and it also makes sense. Tu vas bien.
So you are well. Tu vas bien. There we've got the tu sound, the U sound, meaning you, the informal you. Tu vas bien.
Exactement. Tout va bien. Tu vas bien.
Okay, so everything's going well. You are well.
Parfait. So if I ask you, for example, have you read it? That would be, tu l'as lu?
Tu l'as lu. So that's T-U, L apostrophe A-S, and then L-U, if we're talking about un journal, par exemple.
Par exemple.
So tu l'as lu, have you read it? And we've got two U sounds in there.
Tu l'as lu.
Tu l'as lu. Now you've got a great sentence for us here, further practice of these two sounds.
Exactly. Let me inquire about your food diet. Manges-tu du mange-tout?
So let's listen again to that sentence.
Manges-tu du mange-tout?
Manges-tu du mange-tout?
C'est ça.
So manges-tu is do you eat? And then du mange-tout. And that's mange-tout, which is it's a vegetable. We call it mange-tout in the UK. I think it's maybe called snow pea or something like that in the US. But it's like a pea pod with all the peas in it. But you eat it all because it's called mange-tout.
Exactement.
But tout there meaning all, mange-tout, as opposed to mange-tu.
Oui. So only the sound U, U is different. Mange-tu, mange-tout.
Super. Okay. Now we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
And for this game, we would like you, if you can, to grab a pen and paper or perhaps your notes app on your phone or something like that. And you're going to write down what you hear. And I'm going to write down what I hear. I've got my pen and paper here. And Max, you're going to give us some words. And we've got to decide whether these are U words or OU words.
Exactement. And to make it more interesting, the word I chose can exist with the other sound as well.
Okay, right. Go for it.
Maybe give an example.
Yeah.
So, le mois d'août, août, which is August, mm-hmm. which is a OU sound. Mm-hmm. There's also a word which is ut, which is a hut.
Yeah.
So, the only difference in those two words is the sound OU and U.
Yeah, so those are spelt quite differently. For août, the month, it's A-O-U circumflex T, août. And then for the word for hut, it's H-U-T-T-E.
Exactly.
So, so I think we should go for it. Let's have a go at doing some of these spelling dictation challenges.
Okay, so I will say a word and give you a few seconds to mm-hmm. write it down. Let's start with do. Do.
Okay, so I'm going to write down what I think I hear. And I'm going to say that this is spelled D-O-U-X.
You are right.
Très bien. So do means soft.
It does mean soft.
But there's a word du. In fact, there are many words du.
Many.
Du could be as in du pain.
Yeah.
Some bread.
Some, which is du.
Yeah.
Quite simply.
Or we could also have du with a circumflex, as in j'ai dû faire quelque chose.
Mm-hmm. I had to, which is the past participle of devoir.
Très bien. Okay, let's do another one.
Super. Let's go for puce.
Encore une fois?
Puce.
Okay. I think that you are spelling or saying puce, P-U-C-E.
Exactement. Puce.
So puce, une puce is a flea.
Is a flea, but also in computing is a chip.
Ah, of course. And you can also say ma puce if you're talking
a
term of endearment.
Exactement.
Ma puce. But there's another word, pouce.
Pouce, which is the thumb, mm-hmm. which is pretty much the same spelling, except it's O-U instead of simply U.
Yeah. And we also could hear that in pouce, P-O-U-S-S-E, as in from also, the verb pousser.
Exactly, for the je version of the present tense.
Super, super. Okay, let's try another one.
Excellent. The next one is bulle. Bulle.
Okay. Right, so I am going to write down B-U-L-L-E, bulle.
That is bulle indeed.
Okay.
Bulle.
We can, the word bulle is a bubble.
It's a bubble.
We could also have une boule, as in une boule de pétanque.
Oui, pour jouer à la pétanque.
Tout à fait.
And in that case, it would be OU instead of U, of course, and also only one L.
Okay, let's do two more.
Two more, okay. We'll start with tout le jour. Tout le jour.
Okay, so slightly longer this time. Tout
le jour.
Jour. So I think you're saying here the whole day. Tout le jour.
Tout le jour. Exactement.
Because if you had said tu le jour, you would be saying you are swearing it or you're promising something like that.
Exactement. So tout le jour and not tu le jour.
Super. Okay, time for one more.
Very well done. On va terminer, we will finish with la mûre.
Encore une fois?
La mûre.
Okay, I see where you're going here. You are talking about la mûre, which is the blackberry, I think?
It is blackberry, indeed, and it's not love.
No, l'amour, O-U-R at the end, but this time it's la mûre,
and
U sound.
Very good spelling as well, final E.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get mixed up with le mur, which
course,
is the wall.
The wall.
It doesn't have an accent or an E, but it's pronounced the same.
Très bien, très bien. Now, one thing to mention, and that is that the circumflex that we've seen a couple of times there, as in la mur, it doesn't change the sound. It's still a U, but there's no change in the pronunciation.
It doesn't change anything regarding the pronunciation. It's just here to show the difference when two words are the same, like du and du that we mentioned earlier.
Exact. Okay, super. And likewise, sometimes we might see, like for example, a grave accent on the U for the word ou, as in where.
And again, it's just to make the difference with ou without accent, that means or.
Yeah. Tout à fait. So there you have it, ou and u, and hopefully you are now an expert in pronouncing these two sounds. We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson, and if you'd like to see the examples written down, which will undoubtedly be helpful because, of course, seeing which words are spelled with OU and which words are spelled with U will definitely help you consolidate this whole idea. We have a blog article that's associated with this episode, so you can find the link for that in the description.
Super. And if you'd like more help with your French, and if you'd like regular free email lessons, visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/French.
And you can look out for the next email lesson coming to your inbox very soon if you sign up for that. Alors, Max, merci beaucoup.
Merci à toi.
Merci beaucoup.
Beaucoup. Oh, you, indeed.
Et à la prochaine.
Super. Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.